Perhaps today's edition of our show is advice for husbands who need to purchase an anniversary gift. If you make this buy, well, the gift might wind up in a very unique collection. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Machinery Pete's having a huge year-end unreserved online dealer auction in conjunction with Big Iron. Visit machinerypete.com/auction to start bidding now. Find that piece of equipment you've been looking for. Get yourself a great deal and buy it before year end. Go to machinerypete.com/auction to see what's for sale. Every piece of equipment sells absolute. Items are open for bidding now and close December 27th. Go to machinerypete.com/auction. Unreserved, lien free, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at machinerypete.com/auction.
If you travel to St. James, Missouri, you'll find the Vacuum Cleaner Museum. As Tom Gasco explains, there's a good reason it's here.
Well, we're here at the factory of Taconi Manufacturing, one of only three vacuum manufacturers left in the United States that make American-made vacuums. The intent of the Vacuum Cleaner Museum originally was to aid the engineering department.
Tom loves using the old to create the new.
Our engineers have worked with me and the museum to cherry-pick the best of the past. Our newest canister vacuum cleaner, for example, 50% of it is a 1962 Electrolux.
600 of the vacuums in this museum are from Tom's own collection.
You can't have a museum without a collection, and you can't have a collection without a collector. I didn't mean to collect vacuum cleaners, I just thought they were interesting. And then I found out that I could make money selling them, and I always have. I had my own vacuum cleaner shop for 22 years.
The museum covers all brands and all time periods. Recently, an older lady dropped by a new in-the-box 1962 GE vacuum. Tom asked how come it had never been used.
Honest to God, this is exactly what she said. She said, I gave him three children. He gave me a vacuum cleaner for our anniversary. And that machine is sitting in the 1960s room as an example to men. Never buy a woman a vacuum cleaner for her anniversary. Two people look each other in the eye and say, I do. Vacuum cleaners don't commemorate that moment.
Tom is the curator who loves to share his stories with those who stop by. Traveling the countryside in St. James, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.